You had lots of music in the house growing up.
Yes, I did. Both, I'm not just my mother, but my father is also a violinist. My grandmother was a cellist. My other grandmother was a piano teacher. So it was a kind of an immersion. I mean, there was music being played in every corner of the house from the time I was born, before the time I was born, in fact. And, it was a spoken language, common language in the house.
So why piano?
Yeah, good question. I wish I could tell you why. I have an older brother who is not a professional musician, but who studied piano. So I assume that I just wanted to play whatever he played. But as for why he wanted to play the piano and not a string instrument, nobody in my family has a convincing answer for that. Apparently neither of us ever displayed any interest whatsoever. So you can draw whatever conclusions you want from that.
And you talk about your enthusiasm, even an obsession with piano. Was it that like that when you were growing up?
Well, I would clarify that my obsession is with music. I would say I'm very glad to play the piano. I'm particularly glad because I think the repertoire is unequaled. But the thing that turns me on now, and I think really which always turned me on, was music itself. And yes, as far back as I can remember, I did have that relationship to it. I wanted to know more of it. I found that I reacted to it in a certain way that, other things didn't make me react.
And at 17, you went to Curtis and studied with Leon Fleischer?
I had just turned 17 right around the time I arrived at Curtis and spent four really fantastic years there, for many reasons. But one of them, probably primary among them is Mr. Fleischer, who was one of the huge influences in my life, certainly both from listening to him play, I got to know him through his recordings from long before I arrived at Curtis, and from sitting in the room and hearing him talk about music. I think he's one of the only people I know who's equally eloquent both as a speaker about music and as a player, which is a rare quality.
Well, that's interesting, because that's what I was, next question was, I noticed that you travel all over the world, you play with orchestras all over the world. You also like to write about music.
Yeah, I guess for me, I find that writing about music allows me to, or maybe even forces me to engage with it in a different way. When you practice along with the imaginative parts of the work, there is the reality of just the hours and hours of repetition which are involved, which you cannot get away without. You can't play an instrument at a high level if you don't spend a lot of hours. It's a terrible word, but drilling things into the system. And I find that having another outlet for relating to music, which for me is writing, it opens some windows which maybe sometimes risk getting shut in the course of the work I do, preparing for the concerts. So it's just, I don't really, but at the same time, I don't draw a huge distinction between them. I mean, I also teach, I play, I write, and they're all really, in the end, they're just different forms of engaging with music, because, as I said, I am obsessive about it.
I read on your ebook, A Pianist Under the Influence, you said, love has always been at the core of my relationship with Schumann, and you contrasted that with your relationship with composers like Mozart, Schubert, Bartok, and Beethoven, where you said the principal thing is not love, but awe.
Yeah. I should clarify, I love those other composers very much, but there is this feeling when I play most music that I would call truly great, that it doesn't seem possible that it was created by a human being. I really do have that feeling when I play Mozart that to use the example at hand, that the level of inspiration and the sort of the perpetual inspiration, because in every phrase he's taking you to a place that you couldn't have really imagined. That it doesn't seem reasonable that, someone who was flesh and blood came up with that. And it's different from Schumann in the sense that even though he's a great genius and I'm not, I feel like I understand exactly where what he's saying is coming from. Whereas so often when I play Mozart or Beethoven, I think to myself, where does it come from? How could this be? How could man have created that?
You said also, nothing is worse than a pianist who makes the piano sound merely like a piano.
Yeah. No, I stand by that. I think the best thing about the piano is that in its dynamic scope and its, six, seven octave range, it can be orchestral and it can imitate just about any instrument fairly well. But on its own merits, it has the least interesting, least beguiling sound of anything. I mean, it's farther away with its keys and hammers and strings and dampers from sort of the most natural form of music making, which I would say is singing, as any instrument is. You know, with a string instrument, you use a bow to draw the sound. With a wind instrument, you use your air to make the sound. You know, with us, it's this incredibly elaborate mechanism. You know, so I think pianistic playing is mechanistic playing, and I think that to play the piano well, you have to constantly be imagining these other sounds, these sounds of instruments, which are closer to the heart of music, and you have to be, you have to try to convince your audience of the illusion that you can be an oboe in that moment, and suddenly you can become a great soprano, and then you can become a viola or a cello. You know, that's what playing the piano is about. Because if it really, if the audience leaves and thinks it sounded like piano playing, it probably wasn't terribly interesting.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.